Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, kids. We're inching closer to that game against the Ravens on Sunday. But last night, oh, man, are you kidding? Oh, I mean, he was diving over bodies, avoiding grenades, lifting airplanes, doing whatever it took. A heroic effort by Craig Porter Jr. last night to help the Cavs beat the Heat 130-116. Oh, I can't think of bigger heroism than that, other than the fact that Jared Allen had 30 in last night's game. Nice win for them last night. We're going to talk about that on today's show. We are going to get to the Browns, obviously. We've got some big guests for you. Sad story of Kevin Mackey passing away. We'll talk about that. We'll bring in Daryl Ryder, Nick Kostos. We got a full fun-filled show for you. And, of course, the man to my left sporting his Clarion University hat today. For all of you not seeing us on YouTube, his name is Jeff Phelps. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jared Allen can't score at all. Don't need to give him the ball.
His effort was not heroic last night.
What do you mean it wasn't heroic?
According to the head coach last night, he didn't.
Double-double?
Doesn't matter.
A little 30 and 10?
Craig Porter had 11 tips last night. And he tipped the ball from going, you know, one way or another.
He had some odd numerical stat of coming off the bench and numbers and blocks and steals and everything.
Nine assists.
They had some depth on display last night. That said, Andy, sorry, Evan Mobley, rest, 11 games. Donovan Mitchell, rest. Now, they do play tonight, but I hate the whole rest thing in the NBA.
They were down after that first quarter.
And yet the Cavs said, we're going to win anyway. Good for them.
I love it. I do love it.
Congratulations.
I don't care about the heroism in that. I do think Craig Porter played a great game last night. That was awesome.
Is heroism playing in a basketball game?
Well, that's what the coach said last night. Okay. I can't. It's not me. Don't look at me.
I didn't. I didn't say it was you. I just asked a question.
Pointing the finger at me. Look at the thumb.
I just asked a question.
As our friend Tyvus Powell would say, don't point the finger. Look at the thumb. Look at the thumb. Got it?
I just asked a question. I didn't say you.
I just saying. Just want to make sure. How are you today? How are you, my friend?
I couldn't be any finer. Although Highway was shut down for no apparent reason. I can only think it was ice on the bridge.
All I could say is walking into the building through Playhouse Square, life is good, man. I got really hungry before I got here. There were plenty of folks outside filling the air with legalized smoke, and I was like, whoa.
There's some guy out front of the building filling the air with noise coming from the whatever it was he was drinking as he was hopping up and down the street.
I'm surprised they haven't
enjoying himself.
They could. What? Say that again.
This seemed to be some guy who
fired.
Was extremely smashed.
Oh, he was drunk. Okay. Oh, okay.
Smashed, high, whatever combination of which you want.
This is fun. Oh, how about this? Good stuff. All the legalized stuff.
One of our female coworkers was getting ready to walk out the door, and I said, "Careful there. There's some dude walking down the And he was like 10 feet from where she could come out and say, you might want to wait just a minute.
Ah,
just let's avoid.
I thought he heard you, and then you got embarrassed. You're like, oh, he heard me. Feel bad.
Evans, no.
You did that.
As long as he was enjoying his day and leaving everybody alone.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Do you, as the kids say.
As I walked into work today through Playhouse Square, I was like, wow. Okay, feeling good. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. There's folks out there feeling fine. Feeling fine. Maybe they could rename Huron High Street.
What do you think? Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong.
They'd be loving life. Anyway,
your spirit's alive and well in downtown Cleveland.
That was the walk into work today, which is always important. Dan Menigan is here. Matt Corrales here. Rally time. Jeff, I'm going to start off with the Browns today, and we'll get to Nick Costos at 11, and then we'll talk to Darrell Ryder at 1:20, maybe a surprise guest somewhere in between in today's show. Do you think the offense has been playing to the best of its ability? Let's start there.
The Browns offense?
Yes.
No. That said, the ability bar is not real high. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't have high expectations I may have high expectations walking through Playhouse Square, but I do not have those same expectations for the Browns offense.
That's pretty funny.
Sometimes I think like that.
Yeah. I don't think that they've performed up to their ability. The bar is so low, Andy. We've been talking about the lack of skill position talent, unfortunately, for way beyond this year. And it just isn't there right now. Now, that said, there are some guys I would like to see more of. And I don't know if they will fill in for the lack of skill position talent. You know, I want to see more of Malachi Corley. Can he do anything? I don't know, but I want to find out. You know, you give him the ball on a jet sweep, he picks up yards. Okay. They tried to throw a bubble screen to him, and Dylan put it in row D. That didn't work. And I'd like to see him get the ball. We mentioned Dylan Sampson yesterday. I'd like to see Dylan Sampson get the ball a little bit more. That said, they're not the primo playmakers on the team. But I'm wondering if you can develop some depth and actually give your quarterback and your offensive play caller and everybody else some weapons to work with.
You know who next man up is in the wide receiving core, right? Luke Floria. Just saying. Sitting there on the practice squad, just a couple steps away, breaking through, getting to the big time.
Is his dad paying you for all the plugs? I hope Luke gets his opportunity.
Why can you not embrace, and we have this is 14 years now, why can you not embrace a talented local performer on the Athletic, especially one that went to our alma mater on top of everything else?
I do, but
it's not like Matt Gray's calling me from Mentor and saying, hey, can you please talk about my card? No, I'm not, but good luck to his Cardinals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why? I thought he looked good in the preseason. That's really
So
did Gage Larvidan.
So did Caden Davis.
Well, and Larvidan and Davis have been rewarded. They are on the roster.
There you go.
And Floria's next. He got hurt. Maybe if Floria doesn't get hurt, He would have been ahead.
Can't have enough 5'8" wide receivers. We have two now.
Who cares? At this point, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm not a big fan of wide receivers.
We're looking for play callers.
I'm not looking for wide receivers who are under 6 foot.
Play something.
Are you done?
No.
I'm not looking for
wide receivers. We're going to till two.
I'm not looking for wide receivers that are under 6 foot tall. I don't know if you're shorter than me. Odds are
you want them to match the quarterback.
Oh, that is true.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Maybe
they will be here till two.
Maybe they could change our
chicken salad.
Boise has blue turf. Eastern Washington has red turf. Why can't we have turf that looks like the yellow brick road? Would that help?
We can have Smurf turf, Andy.
That was Boise. The blue turf was called the Smurf turf. I was trying to do the yellow brick road.
Bring it in.
I wanted to be unique. I wanted
between
to come up
Dylan
with my own
and Gage
turf.
And Luke, by golly, we'll have it cornered.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in your pride for Northeast Ohio athletes.
Well,
I'm
just disappointed in you. That has nothing to do with it.
Well, you get mad at me when I'm like a champion for this kid because I want to see him play.
I don't get mad at you. I hope the kid becomes a stud.
We're 2-7,
put him
Jeff.
In the Shedeur Sanders category. I hope he becomes a stud.
Jeff, we're 2-7. Does it really matter at this point? Show us what you got. Let's roll the dice.
Well, that's why I want to see Malachi Corley. Throw him the ball.
I'm okay with that.
Let's get him the ball.
He's still sitting third on the depth chart.
Heck,
on one
I want to
side,
see Caden Davis, little bigger guy.
Just jumped up. I mean, talk about next man up. He's a guy that jumped up from the practice squad, right? Back and forth, kind of on the shuttle. And so now he's – but it is pretty sad that this is what we're talking about when it comes to our wide receiving core. Let's look at the big picture on this.
I can't wait to
Jerry
see
Judy
who they draft
finally,
in the fourth round next year.
Jerry Judy – no, third round, right? Isn't that where you draft most wide receivers?
That's gone so poorly, they're going to drop it down around.
Could you imagine if they drafted one in the second round? Or the first round? You do have two picks. By the way, I was looking this morning.
I've heard.
Browns are sitting at, what, number two? At least ESPN had them on their in the poll of where they thought they were going to draft. They were 2 and then 17 with the pick they acquired in the offseason. So, but you know, when you look at this offense, though, have they hit? I don't think they've hit the ceiling because I think Jerry Jeudy finally played. They got him the ball. I don't know if he played well in other games and just didn't get the ball, but I do know they were able to use him as an effective piece of the offense last week. Cedric Tillman had, what, 2 catches last week? I wish they could get him the ball more. They did a nice job of evening out the offense between the run and the pass. They didn't turn the ball over. There are all kinds of little steps there that might make you say, all right, well, is this it? Is this the best of what we're going to see from the Browns offense all season? Is this what we should expect? You know, you've got Njoku and you've got Fannin. They have been effective this season. You've got Judkins. He's been effective. We talked about Sampson yesterday. Can they get him the ball maybe a little bit more? Did changing the play caller make a difference to you? Because I don't think we've talked to the fans about that at all. Did you feel like the offense was better last week? They did get to 20 points. You know, they are 2-7, though.
It had a similar look. The one thing that Tommy Rees did, and he's speaking today, by the way. We'll hear from some of the things Tommy had to say coming up in a little bit. But the one thing I think Tommy did do a good job of, and he kind of told us he was going to do that when he had his first press conference after getting that gig, was kind of hinted that he would make sure that he got the ball to the key playmakers, and he did. Quinshon Judkins had plenty of carries. Jerry Jeudy had 12 targets, 6 receptions, and Harold Fannin. So he accentuated those guys. Now I think you've got to find a way to, oddly enough, keep that going while getting some other guys involved. I mean, it's not like those guys are killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So as a group, I think you have to kill it. And let's see what you can do. I mean, I know it sounds like we want everything. Well,
no, you know,
right now you have next to nothing offensively. So
to be honest with you, I just want a bar, Jeff. I want a bar because there is no bar for the offense. Like, point-wise, the bar should be 21. I don't think teams in the NFL average 23 point whatever it is this week. Every week, you know, you're like, okay, what's the average team? Oh, the average team gets 23 points, not the Browns. The Browns are in another stratosphere of it. Oh, sub 20. Oh, that's your team. It's ridiculous. The bar needs to be raised. Again, it goes back to the question of, you know, is it the offensive line? Is it the talent at wide receiver? Is it the quarterback? Like, we constantly talk about, you know, the same thing over and over and over with this. And then you have to ask, I think at some point, you need to ask yourself, has the offense peaked? I'm going to say they haven't, because I think if you could get more consistency out of Judy and you just add some Tillman in there, the offense instantly gets better. Isaiah Bond didn't play last week. And, you know, are you ever going to get anything from him? I mean, he's first stringer. If you look at the depth chart, Bond is on the first string, like undrafted. I know it was a steal. I know. I get it. Your backup wide receivers.
You hope it was a steal.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. Your backups are Davis, Larvadan, and Thrash, and Corley. Like, who's scared? Like, if we were sitting in a defensive coordinator's room, and they're like, oh, okay, boys, come on in. Let's meet. All right. Everyone's looking good in our defense room. This is outstanding. All right. What do we fear about the Browns offense? Crickets. What is there to cover? What do they really need to do other than play base defense? You have one guy, and he's can make hay. One guy, maybe. Judkins. Tell me somebody else. Who are you scared of?
He can't do it on his own.
You scared of anybody else? No, it's crickets. There's nothing there. There's none. But, you know, you talk about it. Is it the players or is it the scheme? Is it the scheme or the players?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.